Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative, and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You're listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on Newstalk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of Newstalk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twamc.com. Tonight we are going to be discussing, can you truly grow younger? That's right. Can you truly grow younger? The answer is yes. But before we start, I just want to let you know that my book, Grow Younger Like Me, Feel 29 Again and Again, is now available through Amazon, through iTunes, through Barnes & Noble's. It's also available through my website at www.growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. On my website, you'll get an autographed copy of the book. All right? For more information about tonight's show, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel29.com. As always, I want to remind you that this year there will be over 750,000 people who will die of heart disease. An additional 550,000 will die of cancer. An astounding 100,000 will die from adverse effects of illegally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. That's correct. Legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. This year alone, there will be 23 million new type 2 diabetics. Do you realize that in 1950, there was less than 1 million type 2 diabetics in the country? And this year alone, we'll have 23 million new ones. Last year, there were 350 patient visits to physicians, but an astounding 420 million patient visits to alternative medical practitioners. The reason being is that people are getting tired of doctors putting Band-Aid on their problem. They want solutions. They want to be cured of the problem. They no longer want doctors to put them on their blood pressure medicines for the rest of their lives, or diabetic medicines for the rest of their lives, or depressive medicines for the rest of their life. Patients want to be cured. They want the doctors to go and find the cause of the problem and treat the problem. Unfortunately, doctors are not listening because we are controlled by the drug companies whose sole purpose is to sell drugs. And guess what? If we fix the problem, they don't get to sell any more drugs to you. Who do you think teaches the medical students? The drug companies. That's right, the drug companies. Who do you think sponsors all our CME programs? The drug companies. Who do you think is on the state board? The drug companies. Who do you think is running all the ads on television, radios, and the newspapers, and they control what all these media outlets put out? The drug companies. That's right. They have a monopoly. They control everything we do, and they control the doctors. Doctors only find out about new drugs when a drug company tells them about it. They sent a salesperson, a drug rep to the doctor's office. He details the doctor of how great the new drug is. No one tells him how all the bad things about the drug. He gets all the good news. And then he is told if he sells it, that they can get some bonuses for it. And so the doctor goes out there and sells the drug company's drug. We are glorified drug pushers for these companies. That's the problem. Alternative medical practitioners, they are going into holistic or natural sources. They're going out there trying to find a cause and get you off the medications. And so as a result, our patients find better satisfaction with alternative medical practitioners. Sad to say. Well, today we're going to be talking about, can you actually grow younger? You know, my book, Grow Younger Like Me, Field B29 Again and Again. It's a pretty racy topic. But you know something? I feel a lot younger than my actual age. And, you know, if you knew me 10, 15 years ago, I looked a lot older. I had a tumor in my brain, which secreted a hormone called prolactin. And prolactin is the hormone that women have a lot of when they get pregnant. It makes their breasts bigger, prepares it for breast milk. And so when I got the prolactinoma, my breast was a D cup, and I gained about 75 pounds. Went to my endocrinologist, who diagnosed the problem and told me I'd be on drugs for the rest of my life. That's the way it was. Well, I did not like that, and I sought to change the problem, and that's how I got involved in this field of anti-aging medicine, preventive medicine, age optimization. That's what I do. Every month, I go away to a conference to learn something new. You know, I once thought that I knew everything, but you know, every time I go to a conference, I realize the more I know, the less I know, because medicine is a rapidly changing field. And for any doctor who just preaches the same thing for the last 10, 15 years, they're making a huge mistake, because medicine has changed and the way we practice have changed. A lot of the things that I learned in medical school, actually a lot of things I learned 10, 15 years ago, are now wrong. Not just maybe, they are definitely wrong. So that's the problem. The problem is that there are new things that can be done to help you feel better and to look young and healthy. Well, let's start with the body. Now, I know that you all know snakes shed their skin, right? And they have a nice shiny skin underneath it. Well, guess what? We shed our skin too. The cells that make up our skins, they live about 30 days, and then they die. And when the cells die, we replace them with new cells. So every 30 days, you have an opportunity to make your skin younger and healthier. So why does your skin always look the same? Well, because our cells duplicate themselves, and then they die. That's right. But you know, it's not just your skin. It's your bone. Do you know your bone is made of bone cells? That's right. Your bone is made of bone cells. And these bone cells live about 9 to 12 months, and then they die. So basically every year you replace your bone with a new bone. You know, what if today 1 million bone cells died and your body went to replace those bone cells with new bone cells, and you were low in calcium and phosphorus and magnesium, and your vitamin D was low? Could you possibly replace those 1 million dead bone cells with 1 million new healthy bone cells? Probably not. But what if you had premium calcium, premium phosphorus, premium magnesium, and your vitamin D was optimal? Could you replace those dead bone cells with better bone cells? Yes. You see, because if you give your body better raw materials, your body will make better cells. Just like if you build a house with better raw material, better lumber, better brick, mortar, you build a stronger, better house. Well, your body will do the same thing. But you know something? It's not just your skin and your bones. Your heart is made on cells, your lungs, your kidneys, your intestines, your red blood cells. Do you know your red blood cells live about 3 to 4 months and then they die? Your intestinal cells, the ones that line your GI tract, they live 3 to 5 days and then they die. So basically, almost twice a week, you replace the trillions of cells in your GI tract with trillions of new cells twice a week. So my point is this. If your cells die and you replace them with new cells, could you replace them with better new cells? Well, if you give your body the proper tools, which is minerals and vitamins, and your body makes the right enzymes, you can actually make your body younger and healthier. The only cells in your body which outlive us is our brain cells. They live about 100 to 120 years. So no, your brain cells doesn't die. But what happens is every time you learn something new, that like those of you who are listening to me right now, you are getting new information. And whenever your body gets new information, your brain makes new cells to store the new information. So if you go to a conference or you go to school and you learn new stuff, you have new brain cells, which means your brain is grown. So when you stop learning, your brain stops growing. So yes, you can make your body young and healthier. Well, let's talk about some of the other thing ways you can make your body young and healthier. But before we go on, I just want to remind you that you're listening to Dr. Vernon F. Williams. The show is called Grow Younger Like Me. The truth shall set you free. On 550 KTSA Radio. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Feel 29 Again and Again, is now out and available through Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, iTunes. It's available on my website at growyoungeragain.com. And if you do go to my website, you can actually get an autographed copy with your name in the book. All right? You can reach me at 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. Or you can reach us in the office at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. Or on the internet at www.feel29.com. Feel29.com. I also want to tell you that in the near few weeks, we will have some book signings at Barnes & Noble's and at some of the Starbucks here in San Antonio and at Urban Retreat in Houston and some of the other locations in Houston and San Antonio. So if you keep tuned, you'll be able to attend some of the book signing that we're going to be having. Now, getting back to can you grow younger? Well, you know, let's talk about hormones. What does hormones do? Hormones help you stay young and healthy. You know, I tell my patients all the time, for those of you out there, you women that are over 40, that ask, should you optimize your estrogen and progesterone? What I say to you, if you want to stay young and healthy, you do need to optimize them. If you don't care about staying young and healthy, don't. All right? The key, though, is that estrogen progesterone has to be taken in a bioidentical form. That means it looks exactly like what the body makes, no difference. It is not synthetic. It means that when it goes into your body does not know whether it made it or whether it came from somewhere else. Now, there's two reasons why women need estrogen and progesterone. All right? And I want you to remind you something. Estrogen progesterone is in a ratio, a 20-to-1 ratio, estrogen to progesterone. And that ratio has to be maintained. All right? Now, the way estrogen progesterone works, it's a symphony. Estrogen causes you to bleed, have heavy periods. Progesterone stops your bleeding. Estrogen causes you to have that weight gain when you have a period. Progesterone stops the weight gain, decreases the fluid retention. Estrogen causes your breast to grow. Progesterone stops it. So you see, in your body, estrogen and progesterone works together. One does one action, the other one stops it. And so if you maintain that ratio, everything is okay. Well, your as you grow, your estrogen and progesterone increases in your body until about age 35. Now, the reason why is because estrogen and progesterone is tasked with two objectives. Objective number one is to prepare your body to have a baby. That means that it makes sure you have nice breasts, nice curves, makes sure that you have menstruating, makes sure that your skin looks good, make sure you you have the things you need to have a baby. The second function of estrogen and progesterone is to make you attractive so you can attract a male, because there's no point of you being able to have a baby if you can't attract someone to give you the baby. Well, nature hates when babies are not perfect. And after 35, most women, the chance of them having a deformed or Down syndrome baby increases after 35. So nature says that after 35, we do not want women having children. That's what nature says. So what does nature do? It starts reducing your progesterone and your estrogen. The only problem is your estrogen gradually declines, your progesterone falls off the cliff. And when it does, that 20-to-1 ratio disappears. And when that ratio disappears, you start having all the emotional swings, the hot flashes, and all the problems associated with premenstrual syndrome. When you bring the progesterone back up in line to the ratio that is supposed to be with estrogen, those symptoms go away. But after 35, what estrogen and progesterone does for you is, number one, to make collagen, you need estrogen. All right? And so after 35, your estrogen level starts dropping, your collagen starts dropping. So you start wrinkling. All right? You know that nice, beautiful glow you had? How your skin shined and gave off light and everything else? Well, after 35, you start losing that too. You know that nice figure of eight figure that you used to have, that nice curvaceous figure? Well, after 35, nature says you don't need to attract a man, so you lose that figure, and now you get that big block, you know, or that rounded shape. You know that vaginal lubrication that you had when you were doing the things you need to do? You know, nature says, well, you're not going to have anything in there, so we ought to dry that up. So it gets dry. And then that opening that's used to expand to allow whatever you want to put in there to fit nicely. Nature says, you know something? Don't need to. So it shrivels up and that opening becomes stiff and hard. So when you do have sex, guess what? It hurts. So nature starts taking away all the things that would make you attractive after 35. Now, if you want to get those back, if we optimize your hormones, put them back to the way they were in your 20s, guess what? Your body starts acting like you were in your 20s. And we've had patients who, you know, they're 50, 52, 55. They haven't had a period in a few years. And if you give them too much estrogen, guess what? They will have a period. Because their brain will think that they are back in their 20s having periods. So that's the reason why we have estrogen and progesterone, to help make you young. So when we optimize your estrogen and progesterone, your skin starts getting better, your wrinkles starts decreasing, and you stop aging as quickly, and in some cases, your body starts looking younger and healthier. Testosterone. We both have testosterone, men and women. Well, what does testosterone do? Well, testosterone, number one, the heart is the biggest muscle. It's the biggest organ in the body. It's the biggest muscle in the body. And because of that, there are more receptors in the heart for testosterone. So testosterone, what it does is it makes your heart muscle strong and healthy. So when you're 20 years old, your heart's muscle is like a Ferrari, tough and strong and healthy. And so I always say that when you're 20 years old, your heart is like an 18-wheeler pulling a Volkswagen. When you're 60, your testosterone is low, so your heart muscle is weaker, and your heart becomes like an 18, as a Volkswagen pulling an 18 wheeler, because your heart muscles are weaker. And so that's why the reason why people in their 20s don't usually have heart attack, because their heart is strong and healthy, and 6-year-olds have heart attacks because your heart muscle is weaker and has to work harder. The second organ that testosterone affects is your brain. In your brain, number one, it sharpens your memory. It sharpens your cognitive function. It helps you reduce stress, helps you sleep better at night. Well, if your memory is better, your cognitive function is better, your sleep is better, and your stress level is down, guess what you can do at work? Your work performance will be better. You know, and I'm a firm believer, just like with testosterone, that in the next 5 years, most major companies are going to be optimizing their employees' hormones. Well, why would they do that? Well, because they have been doing that all along. How do they do it now? Well, right now what they do is, when you get old and your testosterone is lower, they get rid of you and they keep the young, healthy guy whose testosterone level is 900. That's what they do. They got rid of the older person. But soon they realize that when they get rid of an older person, they lose a lot of the experience of the older person. So now when they optimize the older person, then he'll have better memory, his brain functions will be quicker, he'll be faster, he'll be able to do things better, and he'll have to, because he's has his functions better, he'll be better than the 20-year-old. So that will be incoming. Now, also, when you're working, and, you know, once we are testosterone optimal and your sexual function are good, you are taking care of business at home. So when you get a phone call from your spouse or your loved one, it's always a nice, pleasant phone call. Yes, honey, we had a great time last night. Things are good, you know, because your spouse at home is happy. So there's no kind of conversation. It's all very pleasant, fun, love. And when you say, you know, I'm going out with the boys or the girls, he says, you know something? No problem. Wake me up when you get home. That way we can take care of business. You see, that's the difference. Now, also, when you optimize the testosterone, it helps protect you from getting Alzheimer's and dementia. You may not think it's a big deal, but ask anyone who has a parent who has Alzheimer's or dementia. It is horrible. Well, testosterone helps decrease Alzheimer's and dementia. Not to mention that when you're 20 years old and you fall down, you jump up. When you're 60 and you fall down, you break a hip. Well, that's because testosterone improves your strength and your muscle. It strengthens your bones. You know that 3 o'clock time when you need that energy drink and you feel tired and run down? Well, when you optimize your testosterone, you won't have that 3 o'clock problem because you'll be energized all day long. And, of course, that belly fat that you used to have, testosterone helps get rid of that belly fat. And, of course, it helps with your sex drive and your libido. So that's what testosterone. So if you optimize your testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, not to mention your growth hormone, guess what? Your body will become younger and healthier, and you'll look better and feel better, and you won't age as quickly. You'll actually start reversing your aging. All right. Now, there's lots of other ways to make your body younger and healthier. I mean, things like stem cells. You know, stem cells is a perfect way to do it because, you know, if you have a child now or a grandchild, the doctor's going to ask the parents, do you want to store the umbilical blood? The answer should be yes, because the umbilical blood is rich in stem cells. You know, if you're 10 years old, and you run and you fall down and injure your knee. Immediately, about several million stem cells rush to your knees, evaluate the situation and say, you know, to fix this problem, we're going to need some bone. We're going to need some cartilage. We're going to need some tendon. We're going to need some muscle. And we need some blood vessels to fix the problem. And the stem cells will become bone, become cartilage, become tendons, become muscle, and fix the problem. When you're 60 and you fall into your knee, a few hundred stem cells show up, and they cannot fix a thing. So stem cell fixes the problem. Growth hormone, on the other hand, if your growth hormone is low and you're 12 years old, you'd be a few inches shorter than you are now. If you injure yourself, your growth hormone says, you know, if your level is low, it says, hey, guys, can you fix that problem next week? If your growth hormone is optimal, it says, hey guys, fix that problem right now. So growth hormone will fix problems, help the body fix problems right away. Difference between growth hormone and stem cells fix the problem themselves. Growth hormone tells the body to fix the cells, to fix the body. That's the difference. And that's why athletes would love to have both of those, because they get lots of injuries. And because they have injuries, they need to have those things fixed right away. You know, that's the reason why we use PRP, platelet-rich plasma, that I use for my vampire facelift. That's what I use for a lot of people who have knee problems, shoulder problems, elbow problems, back problems. We inject the PRP. We do it by itself or we do it with stem cells. But guess what? When we put it in those areas, they activate the stem cells in those areas. You see, because as you get older, your stem cells start function not as well as they were when you're younger. And because they don't function as well, they don't work as well. Well, when you give yourself some PRP, it activates those stem cells, and now they start functioning a lot better. And when they start functioning better, they start doing their job and fixing things. So when we inject stem cells in someone's elbow or their knee or their shoulder or their back, it improves the area. And that's what we do. Now, we run out of time, and there's so many things I want to talk about in this thing. It's all covered in my book, Grow Younger Like Me, Feel 29 Again and Again, if you want more information on it. Or you can check on my website at feel29.com and get all the information about PRP and stem cells. But I think what I will do is I will continue this topic in our next session on all the things you need to do to make your body younger and healthier. Again, this is Dr. Vernon Williams. You're listening to the Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on 550 KTSA. And my office, the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center, can be reached at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558. Or you can reach me on my website at feel29.com, feel29.com. Thank you all very much. Have a great day.